start of summer. Maybe it's been going a little bit already, I guess, but it actually was a little warmer a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? But, I just love summer in Alaska. All my friends in the lower 48 are like, why don't you come visit sometime in the summer? And it's like, well, guess what? You come here. Then we'll visit. You can't pry me out of the state in the summer very easily. So maybe same for you guys, too. So why don't you go ahead and stand with me, and we're going to jump right into worship here. Heavenly Father, we just welcome you. Welcome your Holy Spirit in the room right now, Lord. Your holy name, Lord, we lift you up. We praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
this woman, and he says this, or the Bible says this. He looked her in the eye and said, if you can see the generosity of God's great gift, you would perceive who I am. So here I am asking you for a drink when you should be asking me, and I would give you the water of life for free. Here's what I want to do before we go any further. So many times we wait for God to make the first move. We kind of wait for things to sort of drop or feel like, yep, I just felt a draw to be pulled into His presence or worship or whatever terminology you use. I heard a challenge this morning. I opened to that and I heard the Lord say, did you come with your cup? Did you come with your vessel ready to take a drink? Are you asking me for a drink? Or are you waiting for me to show up? And then suddenly you're like, oh, there you are. So here's what I want to do. If you're willing, I want us to take our big vessels. And I just want to ask Him to fill us. So Lord, we come with our empty vessels. We ask You for a drink today. We're not waiting till it feels right, or we feel called in, or we feel like You're inviting us into. We are inviting You to come and fill us with the water of life. Lord, that fills every dry place, every place where we feel maybe is desolate or dead or hurting or lost or broken or whatever. We ask You, Lord, to fill this vessel to overflowing. That which looked like it was this way is now going that way. And I speak over you right now in Jesus' name. There's something you've been waiting for, asking for, sitting on. I don't know what it is. But the Lord says the shift is happening. That which looked like it was bad, dead, gone, whatever, is being shifted into life. It's being shifted into a newness. And right now, I just see, like, your vessel, He's filling you with the vessel. The water of life is filling you right now in Jesus' name. So I speak to your situation and I say you shift in Jesus' name right now. Some of you need to really engage in what is happening right now. There is a real invitation, a real opportunity to grab a hold of what God is doing. But it requires us to enter into this place of really just emptying out all the stuff, all our plans, all our thoughts, all our, this is what I think is going to happen, this is what I need to happen, this is how I need it to happen, this is what I'm expecting, and just come with an empty vessel and say, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me. I don't have it figured out. I don't have it all planned. I don't know everything. I don't know what I'm doing exactly, but I'm just here with my empty vessel. So I ask You, Lord, to fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me to overflowing. Fill me, fill me, fill me to overflowing. Thank You for Your great gift that fills us to overflowing. Keep hearing, that which is broken is not broken. It is being mended. It is being put back together. together is stronger than it was before it was broken. Someone's marriage in here is they're dealing with, you feel like it's broken or it's lost, or but the Lord is saying it is not broken, it is not lost. I am mending it, I am putting it back together. You have to trust me. You have to come with your empty vessel and trust me.
describe it the best is like that of a mother that's about to give birth. She's been worried. She's paid the price of growing this inside her, this child. And the expectancy that I felt was like, now. And I want to part this expectancy in you right now. I believe we're about to hear what an overflow looks like. And I want you to, in this expectancy, understand, give it all in she precious. Give it all up. And what this looks like to me is to take everything that you have put together in your mind, everything that you've put together to understand who God is, what he is, where he is, how much he can be, how good he is. I want you to let that out, because this expectancy, this birth, is like this. The bride stood at the gate. They took extra oil. They burnt their extra oil to stay there and endure the time. They trimmed their wicks so that when that door opened and the bridegroom stepped out, that there was a full glow of expectancy to see everything that they needed to see with this trim wick and the extra oil that they took in. So let everything go. Let it all empty out and prepare it to be refilled with an expected measure that is overflowing.
How do we respond to what's happening? So I'm going to do something that maybe you may or may not be okay with. And you don't, listen, I'm not bossy, I'm not mean, you don't have to do what I tell you to do. But if you want Jesus, no, I'm playing. I'm not manipulative either, so... I feel like we are too comfortable in the seats that we're sitting in right now. I know. So what I mean by that, I feel like what God is doing in the spirit, we need to manifest in the physical. And so I need you all, if you're able and you're willing, I'd like for you to stand up. If you can't or don't want to, you don't have to, but I'd like for, and this is, we're going to move around a bit, literally. You don't have to find another seat. You can come down here. You can stand in the middle. You can go push somebody else out of their seat, tell them you want their seat. I don't know. Something has to shift, and we need to respond to what God is doing. But I do not feel like this. I don't care if you laugh and whatever, but I feel like you need to start moving around right now, and I'm going to give you some direction as you're moving around. I know it feels strange, but we have to move into something new. You can leave your stuff where it's at. I don't care. Perfect. Thank you, Wendell. What we I just speak a fresh wind of renewal over you in Jesus' name, a strengthening. I see the Lord strengthening your legs for the walk in Jesus' name. I see a few of you feel like you're tired or maybe even exhausted where your word. I speak over you a fresh wind, a renewed strength, a new energy coming upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, I spoke this over someone in here a little bit ago, but I'm actually hearing this for multiples of you, and it's this: you thought you were done, but it's only beginning. Listen, what I mean is, like, you know, when people, like, hang their hat up or, you know, retired or done, what I've done all I need to do, I've run my race, I've, you know, whatever. But the Lord is saying it is a new season, a new beginning. And if we will enter into that place, He will use us in a whole new way. Things you hadn't thought of, things you hadn't fully embraced or engaged in yet, the Lord is releasing today. I don't mean to pick on you, but Jay, I think of you in this area. Jay is, I don't know, 37, 38, and retired maybe a couple of times, I don't know. But the Lord is engaging him in a whole new arena. And, you know, it's like, Lord, I thought I was putting this away and entering into the motorhome season. And the Lord is saying, the motorhome season is not where you belong. I'm engaging you in the kingdom in a whole new way. Not to say you can't be in a motorhome and do that. I'm just saying that there are, listen, God doesn't have grandchildren, right? Our babies don't have a junior Holy Spirit. And as we get older, He doesn't have an old-timer spirit. Sorry, I'm just being honest. The Lord engages us in the same spirit that we had when we were my age, 25 or so, or so. And we keep that same spirit into our 80s and 90s, and, right? And so we need to engage with fire and passion everything that we do. And I'm telling you right now, some of you in your 70s and in your 80s, He's engaging you into an arena that you never thought possible. Like, how could that be me? Why would God want me to be on the school board? Why would God want me to be in politics? Why would God want me to own a business now? Why would God want me to, whatever, you fill in the blank. But I'm telling you that God is engaging a generation that feels like they don't have a place. This is going both directions. Teenagers, this is for you too. Some of you feel like, when I get older, I'll have a place. And God is saying, you have a place now. And those of you who are a little bit older than me, you have a place now. I need to hear from you. I do. I need to know your wisdom. I need to know and understand the thing. You've seen things and understand things that I have no clue about. And I apologize if I have made you ever feel like I don't need you, or we're running our race and you've already run your race, and fooey on that. Thank you. Look, He just took my mic. I'm just saying that we have to do this together. We have to. Multi-generation, multicultural, we have to do this together. Amen? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Why are you all looking at me? Thank you, Lord. I think we're going to shift and receive communion together now. I do feel like something broke open that we needed to break. You have no idea what you're in for here in just a little bit. We have a team that came back from Africa that are going to pour some oil on your fire, and you're going to not know what hit you in a little bit. Do I have the communion team passing out communion or just passing out? Good either way.
First Corinthians 15 says, now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. First fruits, it's a pretty simple word, I guess. There will be many more. It continues, because by man came death, by man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all died, even so in Christ all will be made alive. You ever think about that? Every man, including the Son of Man, who walked in flesh, had to die because of sin. Jesus became a man, put on our skin, and had to die because of my sin. You ever think about that? Being God did not get him out of the penalty for sin, because he took it on himself for me. You continue in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, death has been swallowed up in victory. That came out of Isaiah 25, where he says, he will swallow up death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove people's disgrace from all the earth. In that day, they will say, surely this is our God. We trust in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trust in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. We zip back to 1 Corinthians. It says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's an interesting little language word there that gives us the victory. Not gives us victory. He gives you the victory. What is the victory? 1 John 5 says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what are you doing this morning? What is your faith in? Is it in this process we are doing with a little cup and a little wafer? Because if that's where your faith is, you're missing it. The faith is in what actually happened. Because in Adam, all died, and in Christ, there's the resurrection from the dead. Not because I'm doing this. I'm doing this to remind myself, to steer my eyes back to a cross where the sun is hanging for me, right? My faith is in what he has done, not what I am doing. So this morning, while we take this, allow your eyes to be directed to a cross. Because if your faith is coming from anything other than him dying on that cross and being raised from the dead, victorious over death, then your faith is misplaced. That's where it should be. Let's do that together. Jesus, we look to you. We see you this morning taking our place on a cross. bearing my punishment on a cross, being raised again for my justification, not because of anything that I have done, but because of your mercy. So as we look at this bread, we see your body. As we look at this cup, we see your blood spilled freely, generously, extravagantly for me, so that I can experience the victory and be more than a conqueror. Without you, we are nothing, but because of you, we have everything. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Ready to go beyond where you would have gone before. Your doing now is inspired by your knowing that you are in Him. If His resurrection is yours, then His victory over sin and death is equally yours. The victory is His, but it's also ours. Every foul thing that comes against us, we have victory over. Everything in your life that tries to bring you bondage, you have victory over, because the victory is His. In Jesus' name.
I know I've mentioned in the past how, you know, in preparing for Tithes and Offering, you know, like last week or the week before or whatever, I'll see something that I want to share with you during this time. And this time and time again, that ends up getting pushed to the side to fit what's going on in the service by something he's got that he's saying that he wants to say through me, right? Well, he kind of shifted that up on me today, and I feel like he kind of shifted the service to fit what he gave me 2 weeks ago, because everything in the service has been leading up to the very thing he's been talking to me about. It's just amazing how all that fits. Oh, by the way, nuts and bolts stuff. This is how you can give online. You can see the ways up there. Also, the basket up front here during the next song. But he gave me a scripture. I'm going to go ahead and read it. But I feel like he's added something to it here the last minute also. So I'm in the Passion Translation. This is James 1:5. And if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. Just like we've been talking a lot lately about being generous in our offering, it transfers into so much more than the money, right? It's our whole life. It's a part of who he is. It's a part of who we are. Not to belabor it too long, but I've got to go back into the scripture just a little bit here. If anyone longs to be wise, well, how do you get wisdom, right? You got to get some experience doing something. And it's probably going to involve some failure along the way, right? He's not just going to give you a wisdom pill and you're all of a sudden going to have wisdom. You're going to probably learn it through some experience of some sort. And it may not be all that fun when you're doing it. But there's something on the other side, right? There's something to be learned from these experiences. And I believe that's what this is talking about. He will walk through it with you. He's not going to necessarily keep you from it, but he'll be side by side with you. Amen. So just a few moments ago, I felt a strong feeling that some of us in the room, possibly some of you online, are holding back a little bit because of problems with relationships you've had in the past that didn't go so well, and you're afraid to totally engage with God and trust him completely with all your faith. And so I'm going to ask all of you to stand up, not just those that are feeling that way, but all of us together here. And what I want to do is I want to paint a picture that I've painted before with you, but I think it's important that we do this again. And so I want you to picture yourself as a young eaglet in the nest, and you've been growing all these days and getting bigger and stronger, but you're still kind of wondering if these things that are we call wings, if they really work or not. I mean, it's a long ways down over the edge of this thing, and kind of scary, right? Winds, and, oh my goodness, is this really what I'm called to, right? So I want you to picture yourself, take yourself right out to the edge where you're hanging tent on the edge of the nest, and you got your wings out. Go ahead and spread your wings if you like. So what I want you to picture is your Heavenly Father isn't standing behind you getting ready to push you off to see if you can fly or not. That's not your Heavenly Father. He's not doing that. He's standing right out in front of you. He can do that, right? He doesn't have to to have ground to stand on. He's standing right out in front of you, and he's blowing on you. And you start hovering right there over the nest. Right there over the nest. You're hovering. You're hovering. Ha. Next thing you know, you're not in the nest anymore, and you're flying. He's never going to push you out of the nest. He's going to blow on you. His Holy Spirit is going to blow on you, and you're going to fly. Fly into whatever your destiny is that he's called you to be. Ha. Let him blow. Amen. Amen.
Celebrating from a place of victory without victory. That's really, really hard for us to do because typically we wait until we have the victory and then we celebrate it. That's not what God told us to do. He told us in his word, actually, he promised we would have victory. He didn't say it wasn't going to be hard. He didn't say there was going to be not be challenges or struggles or pain even, but he did promise the victory. And so I want us to take, in this last song, I want us to position our hearts to celebrate the victory that is there, that is coming, and will manifest in every single one of our lives. Because that's huge. When we agree with the word of the Lord, we open up a realm to us that wasn't there prior. And so it's incredibly important for us to go, yes, you said it, yes, it's mine, and yes, I am in victory.
Amen. You know, and I that was on my heart so much, and it's been on my heart since Wednesday night, if you guys were, or no, the worship service Friday. But when it's hard to celebrate your victory because you don't see it yet, one thing I told my son when he felt really abandoned was from his father when he was 8 years old. I saw him stare down in anger when his dad told him he wasn't going to come back. And I remember my son was so angry. And I said, Abel, don't let the enemy plant anger and fear in your spirit. I said, turn your pain into praise. And it's in that breakthrough when you don't have victory that you're sitting in your pain. You have to learn how to convert that into your praise and let that be your offering that you leave at the altar.
Thank you.
renewal, reformation in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's what I just said. 2 to 4-year-olds can be dismissed. I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements. We have a Father's Day camp out going on here at the church. Have a trailer or a tent or a truck or a sleeping bag or whatever, you're welcome to come. If you want to sleep in the building, you can do that. I don't really have a problem with that. If you want to go home and come back each day and hang out all day, I'm good with that. No pressure. We just want to get together, be a community. We're going to have some worship going on. That. Do you have an announcement you need to make? I'm totally good with that. What? Well, you get whatever you want, so I'm good with that too. But if the team that's going to be sharing can make your way up here, we'll get that ready. Go ahead, Elisa.
She gave me the mic already. She gave me the mic. I didn't take it.
Amazing.
Okay, so you guys know that we're doing a business conference in October. I just wanted to bring a little bit more clarification for you guys. So, Business of Purpose, we believe in equipping the body of Christ to fulfill what God has put inside of you. So we're partnering, bringing up a couple from California to do that, along with a couple business owners from Alaska are going to speak there also. There is limited space. So it is getting ready to go out to the masses. But I want you guys to know first, because once we hit that amount of people, we can't let anybody else in. And there's flyers in the back that you guys can grab. It has like the QR code and different things that you guys can see to get more info.
Hi, I have my Pregnancy Resource Center hat on today. Heart to Heart is the Pregnancy Resource Center here in Eagle River. We serve people come in from the bush, Anchorage, Eagle River Valley, everywhere. We have free resources there for anyone who needs them. Anyways, we are doing a pack and play drive for a drive for materials. We have specific needs. Thank you so much. These are the specific needs right now, especially baby wipes, if you guys would. Like I said, everything is free. We give it out free. We need your guys' support in order to support the community for those who are in need. So I have a pack and play out in the foyer, and we hope to just fill that thing up. I hope that it's overflowing by next weekend. That's where you can just drop everything in there. Thank you so much.
It is summer, and it's warming up. It's not too late. That's right. Hey, I'm making a little announcement about the Garden Hope. It is still available. We haven't made a lot of progress yet, but it's not too late. I also want to do something about this. I'm going to bind what the news is calling food scarcity. All right, and release his abundance. And this little garden space is for you guys. Super simple. It's going to take not to take a lot of work. There's going to be water, and it'll be on a timer. All you guys really have to do is plant it. Whoever wants to, I am not making a list. I'm not keeping track. It is up to you. I will be planning one of those boxes just because I have extra stuff. I want to encourage you that this is not, what am I going to say? We are not a poverty place here. We have abundance. And I just want to open it up for you guys. So no guilt, no sin. And you know what? God bless us big time.
So I'm just going to come alongside that and declare in Jesus' name, fear tactics, no longer. This whole fear sells and fear makes news, and fear is from the pit of hell, and it can go right back down there in Jesus' name. So we release abundance and blessing and no fear. Be free in Jesus' name. Did you have something, or is that just, they need both of these? Yep. So I charge you in Jesus' name, share what's in your hearts to share. And you, I'm telling you, I feel in my spirit that you need to release the passion and the fire that hit your heart when you were there. Like, if you don't know, he's a little bit shy sometimes, but he came alive in Africa, and he didn't want to leave. Like, he was wanting them to leave him there and, like, come back and pick me up next year. No, he didn't say that, but he probably had that in his heart. But I really believe that it was not a, oh, I feel sorry for these guys, but it was a passionate fire that birthed in him, and I want some of it, and I want him to give it away to us. So,
well, we're very excited to be able to share with you what God did for with us and through us and while we were in Kenya. So, Matt, if you want to put up that slide. We hit the ground running. The only day that we had off was our very last day there, and that was just to go on our safari. So you can see it was a jam-packed schedule, and God gave us the grace